Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Well, good morning, you fabulous, incredible, amazing, and yes, very sexy people. I love you. I do. I'm bursting with love for all of you. And, you know, it started, you got to read my e-blast. You got to read my e-blast that comes out tomorrow. It started on Friday with the great honor of being able to speak with and for the Braille Institute. It was such an honor to participate with those beautiful people who long ago learned the lessons that we are continuing to learn in this beautiful community, which is nothing and nobody can ever get in the way of you creating you. That's our message here, and the way you create your life more exponentially is by loving yourself. Start by loving yourself. And on that note, we are coming into the final days to sign up for the Gratitude of Self-Love. You want to change your life incredibly and open up all possibilities to your creation process. Start with this program. I get emails all the time. I just found your work. And by the way, welcome to all our new listeners and broadcast networks. I'm so thrilled to be sending out this work and being supported in these amazing new ways by these wonderful people. So best, most unconditional guarantee I can give you is that the more you love yourself, the more you will create in your life your heart's desires, because you will be creating yourself, loving yourself, and that's where it's all got to start. So it starts on November 3rd, but our first get-together is October 29th. So you want to get signed up right now. Go to imdwallace.com. Of all the programs I can offer you, I can unconditionally guarantee this one. And speaking of special offerings, there is the money offering. If you're focused on money and the creation of it now, it's up again on the homepage, imdwallace.com. And I have a beautiful gift for all of you. The amazing people that came out and spent a weekend at my home doing work on behalf of the collective consciousness. We got together for an hour call just to touch base, and it was so powerful and so unbelievably amazing that I'm going to choose to share it with all of you for no cost. You must be signed up for my e-blast in order to receive it. And you do that by going to imdwallace.com and signing up for the free meditation, abundance meditation. That'll get you on our email list, and you will get the e-blast tomorrow. And we will also be sending out at the end of the week again also, to also and with this amazing call. Oh my gosh, you guys, this call just stunned all of us. And it's all about this belief that we have to keep looking at what's wrong in order to stay safe in this world. it's been tested by a lot of people that I truly trust doing the work, and how it ties together in everything in our lives, you will find quite unbelievable. So again, this is my free sharing with you, because I think it is so bloody important that you all get this hour's message. I want to start today just by letting you know that there are a lot of people who are leaving. There's a lot of people that are making their transition. Again, you know, every once in a while, there just seems to be kind of like a group leaving. It's okay, I'm done, I'm finished, had enough. I don't know if any of you saw on Facebook that my beloved Dolores Cannon, my mentor and my teacher that I've taught with, she was in her 80s. We thought she would live forever. She was still traveling to China and Tokyo and India and doing classes every weekend of her life. She left to go into her freedom a couple of days ago. So I took a big hit about it. I didn't even know she was ill. And fortunately, a friend let me know that they had posted it on Facebook. And again, I just want to say to any of you, if there has been anyone at any point in your life that has touched your life in any way, reach out to them now. Don't wait. Don't wait till they're sick. Don't wait till they're making their transition. Reach out now and let them know that you're grateful and thankful for how they have affected your life. I don't know what it is, and I'm very sensitive to it, because I think it's probably one of my greatest fears, that we're forgotten. And I know when my mommy was dying and she had touched so many lives, and I literally had to get on the phone to people in my church and the cancer community, which she served all her life, and said, you know, my mom's in a home, and I know she really touched your life. Do you think you could go visit her? And they did, but I had to ask, you know? And we talk a lot about having to ask for what we want. So I'm asking you, if there's anybody, even if it was 40 years ago and they're a teacher, reach out to them. Send a card. You have really no idea what it means to somebody's heart to be remembered by the hearts they touch. And that's the message I want to bring forward today. For those of you that might be new listeners, this is a free call-in show. You can call in with any questions or challenges you have. This is not psychic reading time. That's not what this is about. This is about looking in your energy and finding out where you might become in more harmony within yourself to create what you want, for you to be accepting the responsibility that's yours and the power of your own creation. It's an amazing journey, amazing. And I am going to go to the calls now because we want to get through. Please don't tell me your story. Please just get to whatever question you might have. All right, and we're going to start with Coral in Wisconsin. Hi, honey, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
I want to know where I'm falling. I have two questions. The first one is about money flow. Where am I falling out?
Well, I guess that's the right question. Are we all balanced? Is anybody? No. That's the right question, and you're not. They're saying you're not falling out. So I'm assuming that you don't have enough money.
Correct.
Okay. So let's ask what you need to do to have the physical experience. I swear to God, Coral, this is what they're giving me. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Okay. I'm good with that.
You, instead of doing it and knowing that you're doing it, you're doing it and you keep wondering if you're doing it. And so what that looks like is, I know I'm not sure. And if you would consistently hold the focus, guys, on joyfully creating what you want energetically, it has to happen. So how happy are you about money, Coral?
I am super happy about having it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're going, I'm not happy about not having it.
Yeah. Well,
okay, well, that doesn't
I've
work.
Really been I've been working with the horror line, and really, because you said that was with knowing this, and just really affirming that I know this. I've done it. I know this. I can do it again.
I am doing it again. Try those words.
Okay. Okay.
I'm doing it right now. And that's why they're saying just keep doing what you're doing. And the more joyful, guys, it's like think of money as a partnership. You know, if you look at your husband or your boyfriend or your partner and go, well, I really love you sometimes. I love you when you're doing everything right for me, but I don't love you the other time. That's going to cause problems in your relationship. It's the same way with money. You got to love it. Energy, love creates everything. So if you want more of something, you've got to love it instead of being unhappy that you don't have it. What's your next question? Because the answer is the same thing.
It's about weight.
Yeah.
It's about weight. Why can't I drop the weight?
Because, again, you don't love yourself the way you are. You guys have got to get this concept about creation. And this free call that I'm offering everybody is going to give you a lot of insight. You see, you keep looking at the problem and finding fault with the fact that you weigh too much. And in some way, that keeps you safe in the creation of not weighing what you want to weigh. So where does the weight keep you safe? Sexually?
Well, I don't think it's just, honestly, when I look at it, I don't think it's a safety. I think it's a burden.
Well, yeah.
Because it's keeping me away from those things. I mean, I... Honestly,
anytime we don't create what we want, it's a burden. Do you understand?
Okay.
The burden is non-creation. And you have to figure out, this is true, how to get yourself in harmony with what the burden is so it's not a burden anymore. And then the weight falls off. So let me ask you, are you exercising?
Yes, every day.
Every day. Why do I get a no then? Is she switched? Okay, somebody doesn't want the highest answer. So everybody on the call is going to come together and claim we want the highest answer. But give me a song. This is for everybody, by the way, so listen up.
The way it was is...
Yeah, or the way we were.
Well, I've never been thin. I've had a weight problem since junior high. So, honestly, there's only one time in my life I can remember being thin, and that was revolving around a very intense breakup, and it was more depression.
So being thin equals being negative and hurt and lost. And so who would want to be thin again? Because subconsciously you're saying to yourself, that only happened. It's not possible, and it only happens when I've got some heavy thing to work through that's hurtful, you see? And that's not being in harmony with joyfully being, I don't want you to look at it as losing weight, joyfully being what you want to weigh. What's a reasonable weight that you want to weigh?
Right now I'd like to get to 200.
Okay. So can you feel the joy around being 200?
Yes. I can feel the joy of shopping and dancing and doing all kinds of stuff.
Okay. That's where you live. You don't focus on losing weight. You eat right because you love yourself. You exercise because you love yourself. And you allow yourself to be 200. Do you understand?
Okay.
It's not the way we're taught to look at weight, but it's the way creation works. So, again, your body is like your beloved other. You want to feel good about it, be proud of it, honor it, respect it, and then it will want to be the partner that you want it to be. Do you understand?
I do. You know, it's really funny because I can see what I want. I'm going to go back to money because it's easier to explain with this, but the weight is pretty much like you're saying the same thing. I can see what I want, where I want to be, and then, I also, with money, I can see the things that I want to do, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do them. But then it's like, yeah, but you don't have the money. It's like this, and I tried to love that thought and just be like, you know, I see what was there. I choose to create something different. Every time I see that thought come up.
Every time you see that thought come up, guys, you go, wow, there it is again. I know I accept it. I accept that I had that thought, and this is the thought that I am choosing and directing myself to own right now, that I joyfully live in all possibilities, and I'm creating exactly what I want right now. It's a process of living consciously, not judging yourself and trying to fix it, Coral. Okay, and that's for everybody. And that's your answer, baby. I mean, I keep asking, is there anything else? So invite yourself to really get it and understand it and keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. Okay, we're going to Sherry in Salt Lake.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. How are you, darling?
I'm great.
Good.
Well,
what can we do for you?
She just kind of did my call for me here and stuff, but
yeah.
Basically, I get to the point that, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I knew I had it, everything. I felt so incredible. I was just on top of the world, and now it goes away again, and it's just like,
well, it doesn't
that.
Just go away, guys. It doesn't just go away. You let something affect you, and it goes away because you're not being tough love with yourself. So what happened to put you into despair, Sherry?
Well, I fell. I had my elbow replaced, and I thought, I'm not going to let this get to me. I mean, I had a stupid accident.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
I'm not going to let this get to me. Put your focus on letting it get to you. I had this stupid accident is a judgment, not self-love. Boy, you guys... You, from your words, you don't really understand self-love. If you've ever had a child or a pet, you know how to love them unconditionally. You don't expect them to be perfect. You know, dogs and kitty cats poop and pee sometimes. We don't say, you stupid, idiotic animal, but we do it to ourselves. We go, look at how my body looks like shit. We do it to ourselves. That's not self-love. Do you understand that self-love is in every moment knowing your magnificence? And then, I'm telling you, if you do it, you will see your life change exponentially when you move into self-love, sweetheart. So what I what I talked about on the show last week about me getting pissed off at the computers and my blood pressure going up when my blood pressure is never up anymore. And they said, Dee, you got angry. You froze your energy. Literally, your energy froze. And it couldn't flow. So every time you all go into judgment, you stop the flow of your energy, and then you go back in the toilet, and you feel like you've regressed and slid back.
Yeah.
So just bring yourself back again, baby cake. Go, no, I'm not doing
this.
Go ahead. Sherry? Oh, dear, I think we lost her. But I'm asking, and there's nothing else. There's nothing else. That's it, guys. Bring yourself back. Always bring yourself back. And if you need to tune into the shows to re-listen to them, do it. We all need help sometimes. I mean, my God, I teach this 24/7. Sometimes Lanny looks at me and goes, honey, you know, could you listen to one of your shows? Because you're off base here. We're human. We know it. The challenge now is to live it every day and to bring ourselves back. All right, Annie in Georgia. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
I just
felt so called to call in today. My grandma Rose came to me, and she is not forgotten. She was the unconditional love I received. And I just got so clear. I got a while back that I was supposed to write a book. It just came to me, and I got all excited. I did all the actions. I bought the pen that lets me write longhand. I went in, tried typing it when that didn't work. I took some programs. And, you know, what I needed to do was go inside and just love myself, just for like Grandma Rose. She gave so much, and just what she gave with her unconditional love. And the unconditional love is what I have to give me, whether I write a book for me or whether I write it for others.
You bet. Absolutely, 100%. I'm at a convention, and there's an actor next to me that I've worked with, and he said, God, Dee, nobody's coming to my table. And I said, do you love doing this? And he went, are you kidding? I'm here to make some money. I said, well, start loving the people who come to your table. And now they're coming.
Yeah,
you know,
just,
the world responds to it, guys. But we see a world that doesn't. And if you see a world that doesn't because it hasn't, I'm telling you that it hasn't before, because you haven't seen a world that responds to love. Remember, it works in three parts: how I see me, how I see others seeing me, and how I see the world seeing me, and how I see the world. So see a world that loves you because you so love yourself that the world has to respond, that everybody's coming forward to help you achieve the desires of your heart, because you are so special to yourself, you are going to create it that way. Thanks for that, Anne, and you're right on. I'm testing it. You're right on. You're supposed to write this book, so get on with it.
Well, I think I'm supposed to write it for me right now and go inside, and the rest will happen when the timing's right, not push.
That's right.
I got very much in touch with the thing that brings me down a lot is that looking at what's wrong. I got back years ago that if I focus on the 85 to 90% that's working, life is really great. And that's
what
I'm
making. And that's what this call's about. But how the channel showed you how pretty much our entire lives have been run by this belief that in order to be safe, we have to find what's wrong. It's
right.
I urge everybody to listen to this call. Thank you, darling. Love you so much.
Love you, and thank you.
You bet. All right, Patty, what's going on?
I have had a cough for about a week and a half, and it's just not letting up. And I want to know if you can give me any insight regarding this.
Okay, we all want the highest answers. Anybody switch? Because I have a cough, it goes to no. So obviously you do have a cough. Yeah.
I do.
All right, you don't have to prove it to me. That was a joke. All right. So they want to get to, and because we're dealing with something physical, I have to legally state I am not a doctor. I only give energetic information that comes in through the channel sheet. But give me a song, Patty.
The Way We Were.
Well, there seems to be a theme going here. Guys, we have to give up the way we were. Do you understand? You don't create from the way you were. You don't keep yourself from creating because of the way you were. And they're saying the cough, it's really not so much about the cough as it is post-nasal drip. Do you have post-nasal drip?
I have an ear infection. I'm actually going to the doctor tomorrow.
Well, that's a good call.
Well, I had congestion,
and the congestion, I hate to sound so gross, but you keep swallowing it. And that's what's creating the cough. So you have to clear up the nose stuff in order to clear up the cough.
Yeah, I just figured, I thought it was something emotional because something at work happened, and, you know, and then
we know that everything is emotional. Everything it starts in our energy and ends up in our body. So, again, let's go back to the way we were. So what happened at work that plugged you into, oh, see, it's happening again, this is just the way it is?
The team leader and favoritism, you know, it's like why I was going for a position and it's like she just flat out said she wanted somebody else for it.
Okay. So the highest word that you have and across the board since we've been working together, Patty, it's the victim stuff. And anybody will tell you that any kind of chest congestion is grief. So you have to bring yourself in harmony with, okay, I didn't, this is how I would say it in my life. I didn't get the part. What do I need to bring more in to harmony within myself? I went to an audition the other day, and I could feel the resistance. And what the resistance was about was that I kept seeing them as not wanting me.
We're dealing
with the same thing with you. We have to get in alignment that we see the world and the people that we work with in it as wanting us, as honoring us, as celebrating us. And I saw that you signed up for the Gratitude of Self-Love program. There's nothing you could be doing, and this is through the channel, not me. There's nothing that you could be doing to affect your creation and your harmony and getting all this in place in that program right now. So good for you. I'm asking, is there anything else? Start seeing them appreciating and wanting and honoring you, Patty.
Okay.
Okay. Anything
Thank
else?
You.
Yeah, and take care of your snog. Love you, babe.
Well, thanks. Okay.
And we're going to Laurie in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, I was wanting some help getting into harmony with healing this eye bags under my eyes and dark circles that I think have been caused by staring at the computer screen for too long.
I get a no on that. That it's what that represents.
Uh-huh.
And they're, honestly, I know I do horror films, so they, you know, the channel talks to you in the way that you understand. They're showing me a zombie.
Yeah, I understand that.
And you're kind of a zombie. They want you to get out and do stuff.
Yeah.
Get away from the computer. There's not enough balance there.
Uh-huh.
And it's affecting the flow of your energy and of your blood.
Uh-huh.
So are you exercising at all, Lori?
Absolutely.
See, my pendulum wants to go to no. And so, all right, I got to stop here because that's the second one, and that's all I need. It's true we're not seeing something. All right, what is it that you're trying to get us to focus on? Jeez. Give me a movie, baby, any movie that comes in.
We Are the Champions. Rocky.
Okay. We Are the Champions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, the energy isn't flowing, guys, because we don't feel like it. And that's been the way we've always been,
mm-hmm.
is I'm not the champion. So can we all come together now and choose to be in alignment with knowing that we are the champions of our own creation? We're powerful. We are powerful people. And that then allows the energy to start moving. There is something physical that you can do for your eyes. Again, I'm not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. Do you use tea bags?
I had done that before, but then I just stopped because it just didn't seem like it was helping.
See if it helps now, and put mm-hmm. them on when they're cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cold tea bags.
Cold tea bags.
That's weird. I don't usually get information like that, but I can tell you when we're in a makeup trailer and somebody's got swollen eyes,
mm-hmm.
they put on cucumber or tea bags.
Mm-hmm.
But this came through the channel.
Okay.
So the tea bag represents, it's representing caffeine, and caffeine, of course, means to me more energy and more buzz.
Uh-huh.
And that's certainly, okay, all right, so if I finally put it together here, you're getting more energy and buzz by being a zombie baby instead of getting out and being active in the
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
So you totally have control over redefining that in your life. Even if it's your work, guys, you've got to keep your work in balance. And make sure you get up, you stretch, you move, you exercise, you get out and exercise, you know, even if it's a power walk around the neighborhood, right? You
yeah.
love yourself enough to choose to do those things. And that, I get, is everything for you. Do those things resonate with you?
It resonates with me. The only question I have is that it seems like all this started when I was, like, super busy. Everything was happening with my career. I was, like, spending a lot of time, you know, out and being social and staying up late nights working, and just a lot was going on, and this is when this happened. And so then I kind of pulled back to kind of felt like I needed to kind of take it easy and, like, change my diet and just kind of...
Okay. Yeah, well, so you use the excuse of getting out, being happy, being active, doing everything
mm-hmm.
you wanted
mm-hmm.
to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to give you, because this is something I worked a lot on with myself this week.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough energy to do it all,
mm-hmm.
to handle it all, to get everything I want. I have enough energy. It's,
right.
It's kind of up for a lot of people right now. I usually have more energy than anybody else I know, but I was feeling resistance when this audition came in because I'm so booked now that the biggest resistance I had was I don't think I can have enough energy to add one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use that as an excuse. Clear it up instead and know that you are capable of handling everything in a balanced way, and that doesn't mean you have to deplete your life or all the joys of your life or all the desires of your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know you can handle it and
yeah.
keep it in balance when you do, okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank
you bet.
You so much.
Thanks for reminding me to bring that up. All right, and we're going to, who is this? Anna in New York. Hi, honey.
Hi, thank you so much. So my question is, the word prodigy came up, and I don't know why, but my question is creative gifts. What is it that I'm supposed to be doing as a creative outlet?
Well, what makes you happy and passionate?
Color, having fun.
Okay. Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing then, you know. But that's not the answer you want, is it?
It's a little bit on the vague side. People have asked me, do I paint? Do I draw? I don't. You know, what else do I do? I do some needlework. I do some latch rugs. I like to go
The point the channel's making is that you're the one that gets to choose how much fun you're having doing it all. And you're not choosing to have fun.
Ah.
And that's what you're supposed to be doing. No matter what you do, guys, if you really love yourself, would you want to do anything in your life that's not fun?
No, it would be more fun to do fun things.
You bet. So, breathing is fun, wouldn't you say?
Totally.
Sex is fun, wouldn't you say?
Let me see. I don't remember.
Well, I do, and I can tell you it's fun. Dancing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Going to karaoke is fun. Watching fun movies is fun.
Yes.
You know, so many of us, well, they're telling me to tell you, you know, the old joke, you want to hear an actor complain, give them a job. All we want to do is work and act, and then we're unhappy about the trailer that we're in or the hours that we're working or what is that with us?
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're going back to this call that I want to share with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you've got to be registered for the e-blast if you're going to get it, because that's how I don't know how to get it to you without your email.
Okay.
So, but they're saying, again, we have to find something wrong in order to stay safe. And that's keeping us from having a lot of fun in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only purpose that any of us are here for that I can understand is to be in joy, love ourselves, and learn how to direct and take responsibility over our own energy. When I say there's any higher purpose than that, I get a no.
Mm-hmm.
There's not even any addendums to it, they're saying. So anything you choose, Anna, is going to be the answer.
Okay.
To take fun and joy into.
Mm-hmm.
But you have been not choosing something so that you can stay out of fun and joy.
Is it possible that I'm not choosing it because of the misconception that I can't afford it?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's an excuse. That's not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
You see, once you choose it and choose it with joy, the money comes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said to the actor next to me, love everybody and they respond to you more.
Right.
Love what you do. Put love into everything. I mean, before I come on this show, I sit here and go, my highest intention today is to share masses of love with the people that I connect with. Because I know that love is the answer to everything, and we just don't want to buy it because it's so easy. All right, baby, that's all they're giving me.
Great, thank you.
You know, trust it, hear it, and apply it. You got nothing to lose, right, Anna, and everything to gain.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank
Go
you.
Go get them, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Kirk, baby, you're up. What's going
hey
on?
There. Last week's show was fantastic. I wasn't on the call, but I listened to it in replay, and it was so spot on. Oh.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pretty amazing show.
Yeah, I had just gone through the same ebb and flow of bills versus abundance, and was already on the way to happiness again when I heard the call. And I'd like to let anybody out there listening to the call who does not yet understand that when Dee says your questions are answered even if you didn't get picked, to know that I've known Dee for well over a decade and a half, and we are a community, and you tuned in for a specific reason, and your questions are getting answered. If you listen with open ears and an open heart, you'll get so much from this.
Yeah, thank you, Kirk. It's so true. I get emails all the time going, oh, my God, I just heard the show on blah, 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 and it answered every question I had, you know. We're one energy, guys, one energy. And when that energy comes together with the intention of expansion and all possibility, it's unbelievable what we open up.
You're welcome. I heard a phrase this week that my ear caught, and as somebody was referencing money, and they said, easy come, easy go. And anyone that's ever had that perspective, it implies that there's an easy come and an easy go. So that means that money is coming in and can go out, but if it's a cycle, it's going to come in again.
Yeah, and that's where people, you know, that phrase can be really positive or really negative, because the way most people use it is, yeah, I get it, and then I lose it again. You know, I get it, and then it goes away. And if we could all understand that that's supposed to be the way it works, you're supposed to be able to be joyful sending it out so other people can be joyful about receiving it, and then the universe sends it to you so you're joyful about receiving it, so you can be joyful about sending it out and sharing it with people. And this community all had an opportunity, a beautiful opportunity, to do that with Salita when her house burned. And so many of you came forward and said, yes, I can give this, I can give this. You know, I don't have anything to give, but I'm reaching out with my love and my support and my prayers for you. There's always something you can give, guys, and that's love. How? And, you know, that's part of the reason I want you to think about who you want to reach out to from your life today, and send them love and gratitude and go, you know, you touched my life. And we even, Gabrielle and I, there's so many people that touched her life, even in brief ways, that we can't invite to the wedding, but we made up these beautiful cards acknowledging how they had touched her life. And we're going to send them out to the people that we can't have to the wedding in person, because we want to acknowledge you were there for me when I needed to.
Wow.
So thank you for that, Kirk. And you walk that talk, honey.
Yeah,
walk that talk.
If we think about love or money as something that we want, now imagine you're thirsty and you fill a glass with water. Are you just going to stand there, or are you going to drink it? And if you drink it, the glass will be, for that period, empty. But we have to take it in. So that's part of the cycle.
Yeah, think of it as a great hug, guys. You can't hug somebody and them hug you and not be in receiving and giving at the same moment. Receiving and giving happens in the same moment, even though it may not appear like that on the physical world, in the physical world. Okay? So your job is to love and to give and to love and to receive. You know, show me the money, and when I have more money, I get to experience sharing it with a lot more people and let it go. I put hearts on every check I write because I send them with love, knowing that it's going to be returned to me. Thanks for calling in, Kirk. Always great to hear from you, honey.
Love you.
I love you. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Shelley in Oregon, you're up.
What's up?
Hey, Dee.
Well,
hi.
I have a short little story that to tell that totally ties in with this call, and it was
cool.
A huge reminder for me. I went to pick up 3 months' worth of bookkeeping stuff from a client, statements, all that jazz, and I showed up, and she said, you're not going to believe this. I lost it. It's all gone. My bank statements, everything is gone. For 3 days, I have literally torn everything apart. And I said, okay. I said, why don't you try this? Just let it go. Just let it go. Quit worrying about it. And just see if it'll show up. But I did that with one of my remotes. And she said, okay, all right, I'll just let it go. Well, within 2 hours, she sent me a text, and she said, oh, my God, I found it. And it reminded me that no matter what we're, quote, unquote, looking for in our lives, we know what it is. We've asked for it. So we just need to sit back, relax, let it go, and allow it to come in.
And that requires trust.
Yes.
Trust in yourself that you have the creative ability, and trust in the universe that it will respond to you. So I want you all this week to be aware of how you are seeing the universe and the world around you. Are you seeing it safe? Are you seeing it in prosperity? Are you seeing a world and a universe that loves you and honors you and wants to give to you? I want you to be really conscious of your perspectives of the world, because how you see that defines what you're allowing the world to give back to you. I love it when you tell me these stories, because you're rippling the work out and passing it on, and that's my greatest dream, as you know, is that this community just expands and expands and gets the truth out there. Awesome, Shelley. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, and we're going to Lisa in Illinois.
Yeah, hi, Dee. I've called before, I think, a while ago. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. So I'm enjoying your show. I think it has a lot of good points. So I have, I don't know if you can answer this or not, I have a second interview coming up, kind of important. There's just 3 people left, I think, 2 or 3, that were invited in for a final interview. She checked references. We had the first interview. It was like 1.5 hours. I'm wondering if you see anything for that. I've been looking for a job for a while, and this is the first thing that's really come up that I'm feeling really good about. I wonder if you see any outcome with that.
That's not really what I do, Lisa. What I do is tell you where you can get yourself more in harmony with creating the outcome you want.
Okay.
Because it's not fate. It's not luck. I want everybody to really understand that. There's a little part of us that keeps thinking we might have some control somewhere, but we certainly don't have control everywhere in our lives, as you do. That's the very clear message from the channel. And what they would like you to get more in harmony with, so that this job actually is created for you, there's 2 things. Number one, you're in doubt of the possibility. Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Oh, God. Okay. I'm in doubt of the possibility that I can beat everyone out. So can you address that?
No, I think I maybe can. I mean, I'm not sure I think that really. I think I've come pretty far,
okay,
and I'm feeling pretty good about it.
All right, so there's got to be something to bring into harmony, because, again, my pencil went to no sheets. But give me a song, baby.
Give you a song?
Any song.
I don't know. Sweet Caroline. I don't know why that came to mind. Neil Diamond.
Okay. Good times never felt so good. That's the line that they're giving me from that.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I heard really before I ever heard your voice when I clicked on. What I heard was, it's about joy.
Huh.
So are you going, yippee, this is so exciting. I get to go back for another interview and nail this job. This is so much fun. Is that, are those the vibrations you're feeling about going back to have this last interview?
A little bit, but then also a little scared, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Scared is not going to land the interview. Fun and excitement and joy. You go in there and just love that room and love the people in the room and love the work that you're going to get to do for them. Can you feel the difference in the vibration?
Yeah. Yeah, because it was funny. When she called me for a second interview, she said, I hope you're still interested. And I said, oh, I am so happy. I was surprised I did this. I said, I'm so happy you called. I feel so honored. I really am so interested in this position. I enjoyed so much meeting with you. And actually, one of my references said how nice she sounded. So I, like, kind of really said that out of my heart. I didn't really, wasn't trying to, you know, get
That's
anything.
What you're
I just
talking about. Trust that. Trust it, Lisa.
Okay.
Trust it. I mean, you don't, you know, you want to be professional. You want to let them know. But it's that heart connection, guys. Everybody gets it. Everybody gets it.
Yes. And if for some reason you didn't, you hope to get it. But if you didn't, then I've always noticed then that something else comes around that might even be better for you.
Yeah.
But you just have to keep on kind of going with that thinking that there is something out there that's going to be better than, I've come this far, I got a second interview, you know, so I'm on the right path, and it was a job I liked, and, you know, that's a plus as well, you know, because you have to go with those feelings too. So, you know, you just have to kind of then go on, and then, I don't know, I guess it's the patience, though. It gets kind of...
Well, I think it's the patience of continually staying in your creation, guys. You know, and if I don't book this job as an actor, I'm just going to love acting and auditioning, and I'll book the next one. And if I don't book that one, I'll book the next one. But nothing's going to take me out of the love and the joy and the fun that I know is creating what I want when I'm totally in harmony with receiving it. So,
But it's hard to stay in that state. You know, when you've been looking a while.
How about, it's so easy to stay in this. It's so easy because I know that's how I'm going to get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, then it gets to be a lot easier. I know I'm going to get, you know, they're showing me the little kid when we're all young. I know I'm going to get that piece of candy if I do my chores. Right?
Right.
So... It's the responsibility
that we get. See, that is good. That's a very good, that's a great analogy, because if you sit there and stop applying, let's say, or get discouraged and say, oh, well, I'll just do something else or whatever, then you're never going to get the one thing that you maybe thought, you know, you really wanted.
Exactly.
That it eludes you. But if you keep on doing the right thing, applying, going on your interviews, I mean, eventually it's always worked out. So
if you do that in your life, you have to create what you want, guys. It's a law. Wow.
But then why do you find some people? Why do you find some people say that and then they say, oh, I'm still looking 2 years later or something, and they didn't really want it or they didn't really look, or you know what I mean? Like you
they're
hear
not holding themselves in the vibration of joy and love. They go back into the victim place. And that does not create what you want.
Yeah, that's so good, Dee. I think your show is very, like that guy said, very meaningful, because it's kind of tangible. You're letting people know, like, the steps and, like, what.
You bet. That's what
you know,
we're
you
about.
Have to do.
And it works.
Okay.
It works, guys. Go work it. It works.
Thanks.
Lisa, thank you. I've got to sign off, but thank you so much for ending the call with that great call. That was awesome. All right,
thanks,
guys. I love you, and I mean it.
Can you feel it? Can you feel my love and joy for you over the airwaves? Because I'm sending it. Please sign up for the Gratitude of Self-Love. Get your email on here so I can send you this amazing free hour that the beautiful Collective Consciousness people put together for you. The money special is on imdwallace.com. Go love yourselves, and create an amazing, joyful, happy, fun week. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.